Well, hello, Graz, and welcome back to another episode of Wisdom with your host, myself. How the fuck are you all getting on? Well, answer me! Oh, what an aggressive start to this episode, huh? Oh, Jesus, guys, lads, fellas, women, whatever, yous are, welcome to the podcast. Someone is in rare old form. I'll tell you why I'm in rare old form. Because I have spent the last 10 minutes recording this fucking whoring bastard episode, and every time I've done something stupid, I've pressed pause but didn't press pause and parted around the room, and all you can hear is me grumbling in the background trying to close the door. Do you know? Fucking hardship of it, right? I didn't try to delete it a rake of times and could not delete the fucking thing. So, had to, you know, press stop, exit the app, re-enter the app, it was gone. You know? It's so I can accidentally lose the fucking podcast, but if I deliberately want to get rid of it, no. How the fuck does that make sense? I don't know. These whores with this app, Jesus Christ. Hard handy, in fairness to use, but rotten motherfuckers are changing things up in June or something, so you'll no longer be able to record your podcast on the app thing. You have to go to some separate fucking website thing to fucking do it, but you can still upload it from the fucking app. Which, like, what is the point? There's no point. No point in giving out. I'm not going to give out. This is going to be a positive episode as I burp and really puke in my mouth. Too full of fucking waffles and rashers. Oh, I was starving, so I was downstairs. Starving, but I'd already eaten me dinner. So, you know, can't eat, I'm not going to eat two dinners. You know, not on a fucking work day. I have no rules. Why am I making that up? I eat whatever the fuck I want to eat. You can't eat that. It's a Tuesday. Oh, it's a Wednesday. Fuck, what was I saying? Oh yeah, rashers. Pancakes, that's what it was. Rashers and pancakes. Yeah, I was fucking starving. I had my dinner. It's like, what am I going to eat now? Ma went to the bingo. I was like, I'm going to raid the fridge. Threw down these rashers, right? She bought these rashers. She was so proud of these rashers. Right? She got them in a frozen food place. And she bought, there was like a special offer, like 1 million rashers for a fiver. Something like that. Okay, it's a fucking mental offer. And she... Genuinely, this is fucking brilliant. She came home, like... I can only imagine it, like, when... you know, like, the hunter-gatherers back in the day, if that's true, who knows. They used to go, like, kill a fucking moose, or whatever the fuck they killed. A mammoth, a fucking saber-tooth tiger, whatever it was, whatever they were hungry for. And, like, they'd come home triumphantly back to the tribe with, like, the fucking yoke tied around a stick, and there's two boys carrying this big beast, getting ready to throw it over the old range, briar range. That range is back in the day. But, you know, they came triumphantly back to the tribe going, yup, yup, boys, look what we're after catching. Yeah, boys, get your fucking lips around that. And, we're not going to make dirty jokes. Anyway, Ma came home from town with, like, a fucking... bag of rashers, a bag, like it was huge, and she threw them in, and she all she could say, like, did you ever see someone that was in shock or something? She was pure shocked by the value that she got with the rashers, that she's like, oh, look at them, oh, big rashers, oh, they're big rashers. That's fucking oh, one second. Big rashers. Big rashers, I grab. They're fucking class. Jesus Christ, they're actually delicious. I swear to God. Threw down two of them into the old air fryer. My best friend, even though the switch is annoying, right? Because it's analog and not fucking digital. Anyway. Slap down a couple of rashers. Slap down a couple of pancakes. Go out the fucking maple syrup. Proper maple syrup. Fucked it all onto a plate when it was cooked. Look. With the maple syrup, right? Knife, fork. Nom. Oh my God. Delicious, right? But then I drank a rake of tea and now I am literally full to the fucking gills. Like, to the point where I have to look down, kind of, slightly, when I'm doing this podcast. I'm talking into the four holes, right? But, I probably need to, like, tip my old head up a little bit, because I swear to God, I am so full of tea and fucking maple syrup. Oh, anyway. Oh, belching as well. Jesus Christ, mate. Come on, get together, Agra. What are you doing to yourself? For fuck's sake. Oh, anyway. One thing about it though is, right, even after I eat a big feed like that, oh, I'm fucking mad for chocolate afterwards. Just, you know, just chocolate. Give me some sort of chocolate, right? Oh, fuck me. Kind of, I take it back, actually, plain chocolate. I don't want anything, like, after dessert, I just want normal, plain, dairy milk chocolate. It is just the best chocolate. The nothing tops it. I don't give a fuck what you produced. You're not topping that. It's, and that's what makes me wonder, is there heroin in it? Because it's that addictive. There's just something fucking, I don't know, maybe it's the glass and a half of milk. I don't know. It's fucking great, though. I'm thinking in my head what's in the press down there that I could munch on, but, all I know is there's gammy Toblerone. Oh, I fucking hate Toblerones with a passion. They're such a shit fucking bar of chocolate. Like, when you think about it, oh, it's in fancy triangles. Ooh, look at that. Oh, it's not mighty. What a design. All they basically done was they removed half the fucking chocolate out of the fucking bar. That should be a solid triangle of chocolate, shouldn't it? It should be, but they don't. They chop out half of it, and then they go, oh, if you hold it this way, you just kick it down, you'd break off a piece for yourself. I'd rather have a fucking, just a, what do you call it? A triangular bar of fucking solid chocolate. But not that shit, it's fucking rotten. Right, actually, I was only discussing that with Ma the other day, right, down the kitchen, again, rummaging in the press, seeing what I could get to eat. Ended up eating some of these sugary strawberry triangle sweets. Oh, gorgeous. Anyway, besides the point, all we had was, geez, my mouth is absolutely worn. Oh, we are swallowing hard here, so we are, no, trying to get fucking spit out of it. So anyway, rummaging in the press, saying to Matt, what the fuck, who owns this gammy Toblerone? Turns out a fucking aunt bought it for us for Christmas. Like, who buys you a Toblerone? You don't have to buy me anything, right? That, first and foremost, I don't need anything, so I'm grand, thanks very much. But why would you get us the house a Toblerone? Like, now, it wasn't an old main little small one you buy in fucking, I don't know, London's or somewhere, right? It was like one of those kind of ones you get when you're going through the duty free, like an arm of Toblerone. Not that kind of a size of a thing, a huge one, right? But, the reason they're sold that big is because the chocolate is shite and they're trying to get fucking rid of as much of it as they can. So here, have a ton of it for a fiver. That, you know, bullshit, right? But anyway. Fucking Toblerone, imagine that, a Toblerone for Christmas. How the fuck do you even think of, you walk through to the shop and you go, I know what they'd love. Fucking Toblerone for Christmas, thanks Aoife. Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy her something just completely fuck, actually, do you know something, before I even say that, I have an aunt, right, she's a lunatic, right, she's, I know I won't be too specific in case any of the family are listening to this, right, could be any of you whores. But she, no, well, they'll know when I fucking say this next bit anyway, right? But she buys the most random fucking, what'd you say? Just fucking nonsense fucking presents. Like, I remember myself and the sister, this is mostly going back like fucking 20 years, right? Probably more, I'd say I was fucking like 15, 16, something like that. No, she got me and her for Christmas. Now, my sister's like a year older than me, right? So if I'm 15, she's 16. If I'm 16, she's 17. Yeah, you know, and so on and so forth. And that's how numbers work. She bought us fucking rape alarms. The fuck? Like, why would you buy me that? Rape alarm. It was one of those things, right? You should have seen it. Like, it was a lanyard joke. So, like, a fucking necklace thing you wear around your neck. I'm like, you're not even wearing around your fucking dick, are you? It's a necklace, right? Well, in fairness, I could probably get away with it. The girth. Blessed with girth. And cursed with lint. Anyway, she got us these rape alarms for Christmas. And they're like a block. They're like a, imagine a pack of cards hanging on a fucking yoke around your neck, right? And if anyone attacked you, you had to grab the little thing that was shaped like a pack of cards, this blue yoke, right? You grab the blue thing, you rip it off it, and it starts going, wee, 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 like a shop alarm, do you know? See, I'm a big believer in that fucking thing of, you know, like, manifesting and fucking, you know, what you fucking think about is, you know, what you kind of draw to you, that sort of fucking shit, right? So if I'm walking around with a fucking rape alarm, what am I attracting in the metaphysical universe? Do you know? Rape. And I don't want that. Nope. Went through all the permutations in my head. Even if it was a hot fucking LA 10 that just pins me down to the ground and goes, you're fucked, right? No, no. You'd be doing it on my terms, missus. You won't be fucking riding me without my consent. Even though it's been a while. I think that was that song by that band Stained. A lot of stains. Oh, I was actually going to press pause there to actually Google, was it stained? Ugh, fuck it, should I? I probably should. Hollander. Oh, don't press pause, didn't you, stupid fuck of yoke. Right, you can just fucking listen to me Google this. Do I even have the patience to do this? Do you know something? Fuck it, I'm not going to do it. Just carry on. Carry on, regardless. Ooh! Because if I get sidetracked now, I'll lose momentum. And then we're all fucked, aren't we? Anyway. Fucking rape alarm. Imagine getting that. Imagine getting the fucking 15-year-old out. Yeah, nuts. Fuck's sake. Give me one of them fucking magnets. What you call one of them pussy magnets? That would be more fucking useful to me as 15, 16 years of age. Fucking just be fierce useful now. Let me see what else did she fucking get. Just random match. Like, she remember she went to she went to what you call that place? Lourdes, is it? I think it's Lourdes. One of those places where the miracles happen. We say Lourdes, could be Midjigori, I'm not sure. Anyway, makes no fucking odds. She went over there, right? And she came back with like rosary beads and all that kind of stuff. And I don't fucking mind them. She came back with cool miraculous medal one time. I kept that. That's deadly. But she got me a holy comb. I don't know, I presume the fucking thing's blessed or something, I'm not sure, right? I should actually root that out. Cause I'm just using a regular old plastic shit comb. I should probably get the holy comb, brush me fucking hair, rub it over the baldy bit to the side. Yeah! Oh, the power of Christ compels you to grow back, you fucking hair. Wonder would that work? Wash my hair in holy water. Oh. What else could you do that's holy? Make your hair grow back. Damn, I said for it. Oh, I wonder could you do that? That'd be absolutely genius. Oh, imagine if you has got a mass said for someone random and the priest didn't realise it was a joke and it's like, oh, this mass goes out to Amanda Hugginkiss. Or, that was fucking brutal Simpsons anyway. But anyway, fuck it. Get a mass said for me here. Maybe. Could also get that stuff stapled in, but that's just fucking effort, isn't it? Then you have to go abroad. Maybe you can go over fucking Ireland and get it done. Who gives a fuck? Maybe just go bald. Who gives a shit? Fuck it. I've come to terms with me fucking weird shaped head, so, you know. Hair was nice for a while. Let's get this straight too, right? 97% of it is still there, right? It's just missing a little bit around the edge. Do you know what I mean? Fucking annoying as shit. So I have to get, I have to cut my hair, right? So what I'm doing now is, right, this is how we're going to fucking hide the hair loss, right? Shave the fuck out the back and the sides, okay? Right, so distract people with, like, you know, that part of my head, right? And then, you know, let the other bit grow long on the top and kind of mold it into some sort of Lego hair that covers up all the skin in the top of the head, right? And then what I'm gonna have to do is, right, a great fucking hairspray. L'Oreal, cousin fucking worth it, right? And they need to do hairspray that, like, is tinted, if you get me. You know, it has a colour, like a brown hairspray, a black hairspray, a fucking blonde hairspray, so that, you know, when you hairspray the hair in place, right? Oh, it's a kind of paints it a little bit. You know, that sort of thing. That will be, oh, man, I might have to delete this episode. That's genius. That's a very good idea, isn't it? Hair spray. No. I was coming up with a name for it, and I genuinely thought I just invented hairspray. Oh. Oh, giddy, giddy up. Oh, Lord. That's a good idea, though. That's like your man that invented the fucking car that ran on water. Like, that was a guy who was a genius back, I don't know, was it the fucking 60s or 50s or some shit? And, as the story goes, I don't know, you'll have to look this up. Could be bullshit, could be an old wives' tale. Who the fuck knows, right? Seemingly, someone wanted to buy, some German crowd wanted to buy the fucking patent to the car because, ooh, this is genius and we're going to mass produce it. Me bollocks, right? So they met this fella for dinner or something like that. And apparently, during dinner, all of a sudden this fella gets up, starts running out of the restaurant. I was like, oh my God, they poisoned me. And he died outside in the street. Now, sounds a bit fanciful for me now, to be honest with you. I couldn't corroborate it or verify it. But it's not beyond the old realms of fucking reality either. Because, oh, I heard another crazy fucking story, right? There's some shooting over in America. Now, look, you know yourselves, there's fucking that many of them, it's hard to narrow it down. This was a fucking, I don't know, which is a good way back, right? Some fella, he drove like 200 kilometers to fucking shoot up a shop, the fucking prick, meant to be racially motivated, you know, it's fucking always race, isn't it? There's always nutters out there. Anyway, apparently, right, one of the people that he shot randomly was a guy who was in the paper in the local, was it like Buffalo area over there, right? Because he too had invented a car that was running on, it was like a prototype, that was running on water. Now, I don't know how true that is. I didn't look any more into it than the fucking couple of paragraphs I read on it. But, like, what would be the chances of that? What a mental story. First of all, I don't think he'd maybe think up a story like that. That seems a bit insane. But, the shooting was real. But was the guy that he shot really a guy that invented fucking a water-powered car? And he just happens to get taken out. Because you begin to fucking wonder then, like, was your man a Manchurian candidate? What the fuck? Did someone ring him up and go, ring, 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 ring? And he answers the phone, he's like, hello? And they're like, the goose has left the cage. Click. And your man just goes, activated, must shoot fucking somebody. And then fucks off on a journey because he's pre-programmed. Anyway. Jeez, we're going down a scary old road there of Manchurian candidates and monarch mind control. Oh, you keep away from that because you don't have the time or the fucking patience to get into it. But keep an old goog for yourself. Very interesting stuff. So yeah, I'm not going to invent that, but I might invent that hairspray that colours your hair in. Oh, I'm going to be so rich. It's going to be class. Oh my God, all the people with perfect hair thanks to me. And I'll have a lovely big bank balance and I'll be swimming in money like Scrooge McFucking Duck. So I will. I remember actually, I worked for this one, and her husband worked in Central Bank up in Dublin, yeah. And I was slacking him off for working for the bank. And I was like, yo, you enjoy work tomorrow? Yeah, working up in fucking Central Bank or Scrooge McDuck Towers. And I went on to describe it, like in my own reality, or my own head, my own, Jesus Christ, what's the word? In my imagination, me. Right? In my imagination, you go into that building, Central Bank up in Dublin, you take an elevator to the very top, and as you're going up, you change out your suit, you put your briefcase down, you get into your little fucking Speedo swim shorts, you exit the fucking elevator, bounce off the fucking, what do you call that thing? Springboard, and dive into a pool full of fucking money. That's it. That's how I imagine it. I'd love to have a job up there. Oh, by Jesus, would I be fucking transferring fucking assets left and right, fucking bring them all down, man, with their fractional reserve fucking bullshit. There's little hints of conspiracies everywhere. No matter what I say, any topic I seem to bring up in this, there's a conspiracy. I swear to fuck. And some of them are such utter bullshit too. That one about the chewing gum is the only thing real because every 7 years our reality changes and it's all a fucking blah blah blah. What the fuck? Like, Jesus Christ. I don't even know. That's not even the full conspiracy. I don't even know how it is. Something about chewing gum can't be fucking, I don't know. What, you know, break it down? I don't know what the fuck you do with chewing gum. What do you do with chewing gum? You stick it to someone's fucking table. That's what you do. And you walk away. Or you stick it on a fucking seat under the fucking yolks and mass. I don't know. That's how you get rid of chewing gum. Put it in the bin. Put it up your arse. How about that? I'm forever blowing bubbles. Ooh. Just check my old belly button there. I put some castor oil into it for the crack. Because apparently I was reading some more mad shit, right? But like your belly button, I think I've actually talked about this before, but apparently a lot of your fucking nerves and all this kind of shit kind of, you know, where your belly button is, or they're on the inside of that. Yeah, the reverse side of the fucking thing. And if you use different types of oils, they can fucking, you know, do different things to you or whatever like that. So I got castor oil, rubbed it in my belly button, and I don't know. I don't feel worse rotting about it. Can't say that I do feel good. Was that just me feeling good in general? Because it's fucking Wednesday and I had a nap. Oh, fucking nap. Oh, it was a nap and a half, though. Jesus Christ. It was fucking glorious. The only problem was, I set the alarm for 25 minutes. Now, I know, I understand, I get it. You're only meant to nap for 15 minutes. I understand that, right? But my opinion is it's going to take about 10 minutes to drift off. So 25 is fairly bang on, right? Trouble was this time, when the fucking alarm went off, I, instead of just like tapping the fucking thing, I swiped and I actually shut the alarm off completely. Didn't put on snooze. Didn't do nothing. Shut it off completely and then fell back asleep for another 45 fucking minutes. Oh my God. I woke up like a fucking bear. So I did. Oh Jesus Christ. Didn't know where it was. Mother was heading to the bingo. I meant to have a chat with her before she went. Now I felt guilty like a big lazy pig going to bed after work. I didn't fucking really get to chat this evening. Anyway, who gives a fuck? I do. Oh, raging. And you know when you wake up after a nap attack and you're like, oh my God, I have to go to bed like in fucking 3 hours. Why the fuck did I nap for an hour? Like, oh, it's so... But, you know, just what's the point in giving out? What's the point? No point in giving out because you're only going to wreck your own fucking head, so... Here I am, baby. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's the fifth or sixth song. Oh, I hope, you know, something... It's a good thing no one listens to this because... Oh, the amount of fucking, what do you call those copyright infringements I'd be getting there. There's about 10 songs. Although, can you get a copyright infringement for singing a fucking song? I'm not playing the song. I don't know. Don't care either. I don't want to find out neither. Anyway, stop giving out. Let me see. Oh, I do have a glorious fucking story. Just this. I heard this last week and it made my fucking day like you wouldn't believe. It's just fucking... Actually, I'll come back to that. I have a funnier story, right? Look at this. I had nothing to talk about 20 minutes ago. Now I'm like, oh, I've got a story. Oh, no, I've got a big story. I'll probably forget that first story, so I apologise. Jesus Christ, I'm as phlegmy as fuck. Good Lord. What the fuck? I've been drinking before I even tell the second funny story. I'm going to forget all of these stories. Right. Basically, I've been drinking a fucking detoxing kind of a shake at the minute, and my God, I think it's just fucking, it's getting rid of everything. Every heavy metal inside of me is getting fucking drained out, right? Pantera, fucking Ozzy Osbourne, and but you know what I mean? Very good for like detoxifying the body. These out with spirulina and chlorella and stuff, get rid of all the shite out of you. But word to the wise, that spirulina and the chlorella, they're very, very dark green kind of fucking powders, right? So... when you have them in a shake, right, everything's green. So when it goes in green, don't be shocked when it comes out green. Because I forgot myself there the other night. I had one of them shakes before bed. Why? Because I'm a pig. I don't care. I'll eat whatever I want. And, I went to work the next day. And I had to go for like a midday poop. Now, often that happens, right? Why the fuck am I telling you all this? Anyway. Didn't need to tell you any of this. Now it's fucking awkward, but I've started, so I may finish, right? Like exactly when you're taking a shite. You can't have half a shite. You have to have a full shite, right? So I went to work, had to go poop, went for a poop, went to wipe my butt. Now, no matter what you say, you all check, you all look at the fucking toilet paper, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you, but just shite your arses on you, right? I checked the toilet paper, right, and it wasn't the normal kind of fucking, you know, mahogany. It wasn't the normal fucking, you know, colour I was fucking, you know, used to. This joke was like a fucking... like an evergreen forest. Like, it was so green that I went, ah! That's the noise I made when I looked. It's like, what the fuck? And then I went, oh, it's okay. Just all the evil been drawn out of me. Thanks to the power of the spirulina. So, yeah, don't forget, if you're taking it, be prepared for green poops. Oh, why did I fucking tell you that? Anyway... What was the funny story I was going to say? Shit. I remembered. Yes. Hold on, I'm going to have to write these fucking down because I might actually forget. Or do I have them in my notes? Do I have notes? I think I do have notes. Notey note. Yeah, okay. I do have that other one there. Right. So I'll tell you this story. Oh, fucking pen. Right. I was in the toilet, right? And there's one. How do you say all this without getting someone fucking sacked? You tell it like it is, agrah, right? Anyway, you go to the toilet, there's people there to clean the toilets, okay? Person in the toilet, I need to go to the toilet, right? Just have to go for a quick pee, get the fuck out. Do you know, that's simple as that, that's the rule. I go in the toilet, you get the fuck out of the toilet. If there's cleaning in progress, pop a cleaning in progress sign on the fucking door! Do you know what I mean? It's that fucking easy. Black fucking white. Simple as that. Can't be done, right? I walk into the bathroom, they ain't leaving. I'm just like, grand. I have to piss, so I don't give a fuck. I'll deal with HR after this, motherfucker, right? Go to the toilet, have a pee. They're talking to me while I'm having a piss, right? I have to go into the cubicle. I can't even use the man wall pisser. You know where you get pissed against the wall? This is getting very fucking aggressive and vulgar. But you know the urinal, it's stuck to the wall, piddling in that. Couldn't even piddle in that, like a champion. I had to go into the fucking toilet, pee like a fucking, I don't know. Had to pee, right? And this person was talking to me while I'm trying to pee. Talking to you while you're trying to pee. There's only one thing worse than someone talking to you while you're trying to have a piss, and someone talking to you when you're trying to have a shite. And there's only one thing worse than that, is when someone's talking to you and you're trying to have a shite and the shite's green, right? Fucking, anyway, terrible experience. They wouldn't leave the bathroom. I went to the toilet, came back out. They're fucking wiping a fucking mirror. Whatever the fuck they're doing, right? Head is in the fucking sink. I need to wash my hands, right? Cleanliness is next to fucking godliness, right? I'm going to wash my hands, right? But like, I don't wash all my hands. Why am I telling you this? I'll tell you why. Because you need a certain amount of bacteria, lads. As simple as it. You need to have a fucking immune system. If you're going to clean your hands like that and use hand sanitizer, all you're fucked, right? It's just, it is as black and white as that. Don't trust me. I'm not a doctor. That's not medical advice. Google the fucking shit yourselves and figure it out. Everything I said is alleged. Don't be suing me. So, I hit the tap. It's one of those pushy down taps. You know, you hit it a slap, water comes out for like 10, 15 seconds and then it stops. That kind of a tap. Why is that important? It's not. I just needed to buy you about 3 seconds. Sorry, to scratch me arse. And arse cheek now, not ring. Okay, I don't have worms. You're turning the maggots on your arse. I push down the watery tap thing, right? Water comes out. I only wash the fucking tips of my fingers. That's literally it. If I'm picking shit up, I'm going yum yum yum, adding into my mouth like a fucking biscuit, a bar, some sort of a sweet, act like that. I'm not picking up in the fucking palm of my hand. I'm picking up at the tips of my fingers. So I just, I'm psycho. Like, who thinks this much about it? I do, right? Wash tips of my fingers, go to dry them. Next, this lunatic's looking at me going, I was like, looking, what the fuck is wrong with this one, right? And she started like, no, and it was actually fucking hilarious. Started just going at the tips of her finger, looking at me, rubbing the tips of her fingers, looking at me, then looking down, then looking back at me, and I just burst out laughing because I realised what the fucking whore was innuendoing. And yeah, that's the word, fucker, right? So I ran back real quick, like, who's saying fucking boat? Run. Now, literally, it was only taking one step, right? But I ran back to the sink. Oh, jeez, I turned on the taps, turned on the two taps, right? Put both hands, arms into the sink. Started washing up around my shoulders. Said, now you fucking hoor, yeah. What about that, huh? Very funny at the time. But, like, she, like, this has been a week now, basically. And it's literally, that is, you know when someone tells you a fucking joke once and it's funny, right? When they tell you the second time, maybe you get some polite laughter. Maybe you've forgotten the joke. Who knows, right? You might have a bad old memory, right? You might be fucking... Anyway. Besides the point. You keep telling me the same fucking joke. At some point, it's just going to be like, okay, I've heard this 100 times. I don't need to hear it again. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ. There's only so much fucking... You'll get one genuine laugh out of me, right? You might get a second kind of half genuine, half forced laugh. The rest is all fake. I'm just telling you now. Every other laugh out of me is fake if you're telling me the same fucking joke over and over again, right? And this is where we are. Every time she sees me now, she's going... with her fingertips. And I'm just looking at her going... I get it. It was hilarious in the bathroom. It was actually even funny the next day when you did it out of the blue. This is day 4. I've seen it 18 times today. I'm a fickle cunt. I don't know. Like, just anyway, besides the point, who cares? But like, next time I put a sign in the bathroom, I'll go for a piss down the other fucking toilet, right? I'll take a shower after it. Anyway, it's amazing what gets up your nose. Oh. Anyway. This other story is genius. This is pure genius, right? The place where I work, I'm not figuring out there's another me somewhere. There is. There's 100% someone that's like me in there. Someone that's psychotic enough to do what this person did. But, like, we have these toasters where I work, and... they're shy toasters, let's be honest. Like, they're just, no matter what fucking setting you put it on, low, medium, high, no matter where it goes, right, you're either going to have raw bread, or raw toast, which is just bread, right, you're going to have either raw fucking toast afterwards, or if you put your bread or sandwich into a sandwich bag, you know those toasted sandwich bags, it'll melt the fucking plastic to the bread, which I thought was impossible. I thought those things were designed not to fucking do that, right? But this is the settings that you have in this toaster. Just heaps of shite. Works sometimes, doesn't work other times. Just a load. And, right, you can't cook. I can't, highly offended here, right? There's a sign up, a fucking sign, a piece of paper with fucking writing on it that says you can't put waffles in the fucking toaster. Like, whoever came up with that needs such a kick into the fucking hole. What is a waffle? Only a hardy slice of bread. Do you know what? Made of spuds. Granted, okay, it's not the same ingredients, but visually, right? Not too far off. They're both kind of rectangly square things. They both sit into a toaster. They both can cook in a fucking toaster. So why wouldn't you cook a fucking waffle in the fucking toaster? Of course you would. I would. I've done it plenty of times. Brilliant. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, slap it up full blast. Pop it down 3 times. What the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Fucking battery. Come on there, say. Fucking plug this over you again. Anyway. Jesus, now I have to move all this stuff over here. Oh, God. Anyway, don't let this get in the way of a good fucking story. It was a really good story. It was just me ranting about a toaster. But anyway, waffles, you can cook them in a toaster. It sickens me to think that there's a piece of paper, like I said, with a bit of writing chicken scratchings on it saying, don't put waffles in toaster. At least if there's a person standing there guarding the toaster against the waffles, the enemy of waffle. What would his name be? Fucking, I don't know. Like Mr. Tato, the spud-headed whore. No, he'd be standing up for waffles, wouldn't he? Yeah, he'd have their back, actually. Anyway, who cares, right? If there was a person there saying I can't put fucking waffle in, look at me. So stupid. Look, if there's a person there, I'd argue with him and say, why? Why can't I put a waffle in a toaster? I'd win the fucking argument, and then I could have lovely, delicious waffles. No, instead of that, I'd sit there eating cold sandwiches because I fucking hate microwaves and I won't use them because they're fucking evil bastards. Allegedly, not a doctor, not medical advice. Anyway. Someone actually timed how long it'd take to cook, to toast a sandwich, right? So bear in mind, our breaks, right, officially, are about 20 minutes long, right? And that's the amount of time everyone takes, right? If anyone's listening that's in head office or anything got to do with anyone that I work with, we take the allotted time and you can't prove otherwise. Because security cameras are for security. GDPR, anything, whatever, zip to. This fella, whoever he was, obviously pissed off, decided fuck this shit, timed how long it takes to cook a fucking bit of toast in the fucking toaster. I didn't report back to management about it, said took 5.5 minutes, right? 5.5 minutes to make a sandwich, right? Now, actually, I forgot to tell you an important part of that story, right? I was in a meeting, like an environmental meeting, and like it was like, you know, the big bosses were at the fucking thing, right? I'm on this environmental society. I don't even fucking believe in the fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? Probably the worst person. I'm on the social committee in work, and I'm the most antisocial bastard you'd ever meet. Very sociable in work. And like when I'm out and I meet you, grand. But when I come home, that's it. Leave me alone. why am I in a social club? Who the fuck knows? Irony, I suppose. Anyway, environmental club, don't even believe in it. Whatever the fuck, who cares, right? We're not going to have that argument now. We'll deal with that in the future. We're at this meeting. Big brass were there. I was only having to roll into work. Now, you know yourself, you're not long out of bed. I was only up about an hour and a half. That's not long enough to wake up fully. Boom, straight into a meeting with all these fucking, you know, higher up people that I should be, you know, on, you know, in perfect peak fucking condition and crispness of brain. Anyway, I wasn't. Sat there. Kept my head down, right? But the thing about it was, there's only about fucking 6 of us in the fucking meeting. So anywhere you looked, there's someone fucking looking at you. Anyway, right. Sitting there, the thing came up. They were talking about all serious stuff. Oh, you know, we're going to do this, whatever the fuck. And oh, this is going to be something that we're going to do. And blah, blah, blah. And this is going to save so much. And this is a great idea. And this is not a great idea. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the toaster thing came up. One of the boys gave that story as an example of 5.5 minutes for a toasted sandwich. And I just burst out laughing in the middle of the fucking thing. Oh God, Jesus Christ Almighty! I couldn't help myself. I was just like, I was so stunned that someone would actually stand there. Like, how pissed off do you have to be that you will deliberately whip out the phone and start timing how long it takes to make a fucking slice of toast? Like this, that, like. In my mind, right, in a split second from when I heard the story, all across my mind was this whole thing of that person, how vexed were they, what went on in their life, what was their childhood. I fucking thought of everything in a split second and just burst out laughing. I couldn't help it. The only problem was, like, boss was there. Fucking boss of all people. The fucking boss, right? And I'm sitting, you know, beside him. Of course you're sitting beside him. Now, I wouldn't mind. I was in there first, or second. But anyway, He wasn't there before me. He came in at the end, put up the chair right kind of to the left of me. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, Jesus, no. Right? And I had me travel mug, right? My travel mug was real long, so it's kind of hard to fucking... It's hard to clean, and I'm not bleaching the fucking thing, and I can't get the sugar at the fucking bottom. I used to use sugar and fucking scrape off the tea on it. Anyway, look, the mug is kind of manky, and I'm fucking kind of... You know, I don't give a fuck if most people see it. I kind of, no one really ever sees it anyway. Who cares? My mug. But like, when the top brass are there, you kind of, you know, you're trying to be paying attention. I'm sitting up straight, all that kind of shit. Anyway, he's sitting there, serious meeting. I start laughing. He looks at me and I was like, fuck. If he starts asking me any questions, I'm not prepared to even talk English at that stage in the morning. What am I going to do? And I turn around, next he kind of, he looked at me as if to say, why is he laughing? And then, thanks be to Jesus, the man is as intelligent as fuck. And he kind of went, actually, yes, and he started laughing himself and kind of goes, in fairness, when you think about it, you're kind of right there, Fran. If your break's only 20 minutes and a quarter of your break is going making toast, like, you know, what are we fucking dealing with here? And I was like, I hadn't even thought of that. Like, thank God his computer brain worked and he thought of all this kind of shit. Oh, anyway, look, that story kind of petered out a little bit, right? I'll be honest with you, not the best ending. I'll have to work on that. I'll have to make something up for it. Just make it sound a little bit more exciting. But anyway, thank God he didn't say anything too much to me, and like, kinda, you know, I could sit back down, settle back down, sup away at me tea on the slide, turn the phone on silent because some stupid cunt texts me in the middle of the fucking thing. Because no one will text you when you don't, when you want to text, when I want to hear from you, no one fucking is there to hear from, right? But then, when I want it to be quiet and silent, that's when some whore fucking goes, fucking send you something. Oh, dickheads. Anyway, 5.5 minutes for toast. Oh, Toblerone, that's what I wanted to say. I never got to finish the Toblerone point, right? I fucking hate Toblerones, they're shit. You know that already, okay? Anyway, I was in the press, talking to Matt about the Gammy Toblerones. At least I don't think I finished the story. Here we go. Talking about the Gammy Toblerone, how much you don't like it, right? 5 second conversation, I hate Toblerones. Matt goes, I can't stand them either. Pull two out of your head. I was like, fucking dead, right, Matt? Fuck Toblerones. Fuck them in the gas, right? Went upstairs, turned on the television, popped on YouTube, played a video, first ad that came on, literally... What? 20 seconds? I can't even say a minute. It was less than a minute. It was like 20 seconds after that conversation. Fucking ad for Toblerones. I've never seen an ad for a Toblerone in my fucking life. Certainly haven't seen it on fucking YouTube. Here's one sitting there. Plagued by them. Plagued. Because I don't... You know the thing where you can go in, when you go to any website, it's like, oh, set your preferences. And everyone just goes, yeah, fucking okay, whatever the fuck, right? I don't. I reject everything. I will take the extra fucking minute to reject every fucking thing that you want me to fucking let you do, right? So, on YouTube and all those things, like, I don't get, like, cultivated ads for my likings or anything I talk about or go on about or anything like that, because I say no to everything. It's just, when they get an ad like that, like a Toblerone ad, that's all I see for about 2 weeks. It's just a fucking ad for Toblerones. Nothing fucking changes until I talk about something else random, like a fucking, I don't know, Kim Kardashian. Let's see if some fucking stupid makeup comes up for me. But tell you, those phones are fucking listening to bastards. Well, so is this, actually, technically. I'm talking into the microphone. But you know what I mean, right? That's between me and you. But this is some fucking CIA shit over here. Fucking Huawei. Great phone, but like, oh. Oh, no. I dropped it earlier on, actually, today. I had fucking headphones on. They got caught, right? Listen to this, right? I usually put the headphones on, you know, headphones in the ears, obviously, that's where they go. Cable down through my t-shirt, wherever the fuck, so it's on the inside, and then plug it into the phone, into the pocket, boom, right? This time I didn't. I only want to listen to a song for like 4 minutes 32 seconds, right? Very specific. And so I walk around doing my dishes after eating me rashers and fucking pancakes and maple syrup, right? As I was twiddling about, the fucking bastard cable, because I didn't put it down through my fucking top this time, I just left it hanging like a proud penis on a sunny day, just hanging around, and the cunt of a thing, exactly like a proud penis, got caught in the handle of the fucking press, pulled the earphones out of my ears, viciously, right, put the phone went out of my fucking pocket and just fucking wanked along the fucking... wanked along the floor, and now it's cracked down the bottom. So now... I've got some dead pixels in the top right. I've got a shattered screen in the top right. The arse is after getting fucking prolapsed out of it. I don't know. It might be time to get a new phone. But it still works. And I love it. let me see. Oh, yes. Right, I have to hurry up now. We're 40 minutes in. I've got 2 little stories left to tell you. I didn't have to get the fuck out here. Fresh tea. Oh, let's check the fire. Fuck. Oh my god, right. What am I gonna do? Check the fire? Do the fucking thing. I'll just do the thing. Right. Check the fire in a minute. Fuck it. Turn on the oil. Who cares? Calm yourself, Agra. hyper as fuck. Right, what was I going to tell you? Yes, okay. So remember I was telling you that thing about the chat hotline joke, right? So I'm having an ongoing battle with someone in work, right? Well, it was kind of fucking, I think I just submitted, right? They're just too filthy. They're too good at it. I can't do it. I'm not able to do it. And I'm not Googling them anymore. It's like fucking, it's plagiarism. If I can't make them up myself, I ain't fucking doing it, right? So I conceded defeat, right? But, okay, this was the one. This was a genius fucking joke, right? This was fucking Richard Pryor level genius. This is fucking outrageous joke, and they didn't get ahead. And I was fuming. I'm fucking fuming! Right? I was fuming, so I was. Right. They were talking about fucking, you know, fucking the chat up lines. The chat up lines. Anyway, they were talking about chat up lines, right? And I came up with one, and I was like, because I can't remember. Anyway, basically, I was saying, talking about flights, yeah, wingman, all this kind of shit, was saying, right? And I said about, whereabouts would you sit on a plane? The cockpit. It's pretty good, right? I like it. Planes are kind of sexy, you know? Cockpits, they've got flaps. they carry a lot of baggage. Ball baggage, if you didn't get it. Anyway, right? That was the fucking bit of a joke, right? Came back, right? Now, bear in mind, I had this joke written. I'd say it must be 10 years I have this written, and I've been waiting to fucking use this for a long time, right? There was someone I meant to use it on, but they left work, so I don't think I ever got to say it to them. Or did I? No. I think I talked about saying it to them, but never got to say it to them. Used to be a pilot. Anyway. Never got to use it. Great joke. Anyway, so. Anyway, right? Okay, the flight thing, okay? Where do you sit in the plane in a cockpit? Right, I turned around to her and said, and who's your favourite airline? Probably Conor Lingus. Fucking genius, right? Because, okay, airline, Aer Lingus, okay? Right? When the ancient art form of going down on a woman is called cunnilingus, right? So I just smashed those two words together. Cunnilingus, Aer Lingus, Conor Lingus. Genius! Absolute genius is what it is. One of my proudest jokes. They looked at me like I was speaking fucking, I don't know, Dutch. You know, I just didn't get ahead, and I just like, God fucking damn it. Wasted the greatest joke I've ever written. Well, it's not the greatest joke. There's better ones. But anyway, it's one of my proudest ones. I said, you know, didn't get the fucking mirth that I should have gotten. Disappointed. Next time I'll choose more wisely who hears those ones. Maybe. I don't know. But then if you don't tell the joke, maybe they would have known it. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, I was raging. Now, what was the other story I was going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Alright, let's just go after this, right? Because, I know, fuck it. 45 minutes is enough. It was down, we were downstairs, right? The other night, right? Myself and Matt watching a bit of telly, right? And we're watching, what you call that fucking thing? Tenable. No, it's your man Warwick Davis, whatever you call him. He's class, right? And basically, game show, people have to answer like 10 questions in each category. You win some money, whatever the fuck, right? So this guy, this guy, right? He's captain of the ship. Oh, Colin, it's time to get a snack for more and noodling. What am I singing? A Muller Ice song from the fucking 90s. Anyway, this guy, captain of the team, Dave, right, hops up. Now, this is all alleged. I don't know if that even saves me for any trouble, but anyway, alleged. So he hops up, right, and straight away I was like, what the fuck? He was wearing this mad fucking glittery fucking, it wasn't even glittery, it was a really kind of metallic shiny kind of jacket. Look, not the worst jacket in the world. I have to say it was kind of cool, but it didn't fucking suit. This fella was like in his 50s, losing his hair, glasses, big massive head. Kind of like me, right? Right? But God bless him, right? I turned around to Martin and the Lord Jesus Christ said, was he fucking blind when he pulled that out of the press? Was he? What the fuck is he wearing that jacket for? Cut to close up of his face. One eye is pointing to the left. The other eye is pointing to the right. So he's got a built-in natural blind spot right in front of him. Right, I get this, right? So like when he takes it out of the wardrobe, you know, he's fucked, right? Unless he's standing sideways. But your man asks him, like, what kind of hobbies he into? And he goes, oh, I'm an avid dart player. Darts! Dart! darts, you know. The curse of Jesus Christ. You'd be better, you'd be safer to stand in front of him throwing the darts. Oh my God. That's fucking horrendously mean. It really is mean, but like, look, it was funny. These are one of those things that they're funny in the house and in the moment when you're there watching the fucking thing. But, you know, maybe out loud seems a bit mean. Probably need to fucking edit that out, to be honest with you. But I'm growing, okay? I'm growing as a human being. I'm getting there. I'm learning, okay? That was a learning experience right there. Right? Seriously. Like, what are the chances? I'll tell you another one, right? So, what's the chances of me saying that about him being fucking blind, picking out that jacket, and all of a sudden his eyes are off all over the place, right? We're watching this other program called The Wheel with Michael McIntyre. Now, this goes back a little bit, but me and Ma were trying to fucking think of the name of that fucking show, and we couldn't. Just one of those things, what the fuck is the name of that thing your man Michael McIntyre is in? The thing where the spin round, what you call it, right? And as I went to say The Wheel, Ma said The Chair, so it came out as The Wheelchair. So now we call the show The Wheelchair, the whole thing. Oh, right. And I actually can't say what I said. Fuck, I'm after realizing something. Look, suffice it to say, there was a fella that was on the wheelchair, as we were calling it, right? And the poor old devil had prosthetic legs. And I had literally just said something before he came up out of the fucking thing. Because on the wheel, right, anyway, look, the contestants are down fucking underneath the people, right, and they come up through, so you don't know who the contestant's going to be. I said something terrible. Turns out your man had prosthetic legs on a show that we call The Wheelchair. Oh, I feel a bit guilty about it now, saying it out loud. But at the same time, I laughed. Ma laughed. We had a great time. And no one's feelings were hurt because the fucker's on the television. So, and look, if you're going to go on television, be prepared, right, for slagging. Unless you're fucking perfect like me. You're going to get it. Right. Anyway. Oh, I feel kind of guilty now. I'm going to have to go. I don't care. It was still funny. Right. I'm going to head on. Love yous and leave yous. Mind yourselves. Be good to yourselves. And please, God, I'll see yous all again next week. Lovely shower of hoors. Right. I love you. Bye-bye.